This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil to two clubs in Miami to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always interested in what you have to say. You are listening to Real Side on GCN Live, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right, let's get to it. Seriously, I want to make sure that you understand what's going on with the virus, with our government as a whole. Now, I had a friend slash listener call me today while I was out trying to get parts and pieces. And he'd been in Los Angeles, or was driving through Los Angeles, very upset about what he saw happening there. Police were pulling people over for being out in the street when they shouldn't have been. And I think was taking a little back that I wasn't surprised at what was going down. And I said to him what I say to everybody. So what are you going to do about it? You can sit and complain about it till the cows come home. And yet we still keep electing Democrats. We don't like what they do. And I'm not just talking about Republicans. There are Democrats on the same page here. They don't like what they're doing. And we keep electing them in. And you Republicans of means, where's your money going? Are you helping Republican candidates? Are you making phone calls? Those of you who don't have enough money to donate, are you helping make phone calls or write postcards or do whatever it is you're doing? Help sending emails, manning their headquarters for them? Because I got to tell you at this point, if all you're doing is voting and complaining, then I'm going to say it. You're not doing enough. It's easy to vote. No, it really is. You can complain on how hard it is to find a Once you find the place, once you do it again, it's easy to vote. What do you do after that? Do you hold their feet to the fire? Do you pay attention to what they're doing? Do you show up to the hearings that maybe they're involved with? To make sure that they know you're watching, that you're paying attention. It's hard. I mean, not that I would go any other way, but even as an elected official myself, I like to see support in the audience. Sometimes it's not support. They're mad about a vote I did. Maybe because I do a bad job of getting the information out. I don't know. There's a coronavirus, a crystal ball into socialism, and bigger government. You know, it's really funny. I was thinking about this the other night. And when a Republican says that he wants smaller government, he doesn't mean smaller in size necessarily. How about less intrusive would probably be a better term, right? And I won't say we don't care what size it is, but if you need 300 people to, I don't know, if you need 100 people to run a certain department, and you can justify that you need 100 people, fine. But you shouldn't be able to find me more money and go to an overreach in regulation. And that's what you need 100 people for. Less overreach. So Dr. Rich Swire wrote a piece. Is the coronavirus a crystal ball into socialism and bigger government? He said, this time in history demonstrates that government has too much power. It can completely control our lives. It can shut down businesses indiscriminately. It can keep us in our homes. It can shut down gas stations. It can keep us in place. It can do anything it wants to do. It has too much power. Remember, they represent us. They're not supposed to go there and do whatever they darn well please. They represent us. So do we want government to have more tools or more power? See, there's always, when it came to government, our founding fathers saw a lid on Congress. They saw a lid on Congress as a whole to where their power level would go. We're not under Congress. They're under us. They work for us. When are we going to figure that out? No, really. When are we going to figure out that they work for us, and it doesn't matter what they think or what they believe their job is, and it's up to us to hold their feet to the fire. So I was looking through some information, and all you ever hear about is the general welfare, the general welfare clause. Rick Green is having a constitutional class. Look it up, and maybe I'll put a link out for it. And one of the things he mentioned was that James Madison had a real problem with the general welfare clause. He was worried that we were going to take it too far. General welfare clause, it serves as a go-to for a lot of people who want the federal government to come in and solve all these societal issues. It can't even get out of its own way. It's so big now, it can't get out of its own way. And we don't want it solving all these issues because it creates new ones. The clause is served as justification for federal welfare programs, government health care, federal meddling into education, many other programs that benefit various American, various constituencies, right? All across the country. But this isn't a modern phenomenon. I found out the other night, I did not know it, but Massachusetts in the early days of this country was the economic engine behind the country as a whole. It was the fishing industries in Massachusetts is what drove this country. Or helped pay for this country. Not a modern phenomenon. Right? The politicians seized on the general welfare clause in the first decade. Thank God James Madison was still around. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. I'm back. I don't know about you. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that we spend together on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. All right. We were talking about the Rick Green is having a constitutional claim. I got to grab it. Go up on Vimeo and Google his name on Vimeo. And take the time to do it. You got plenty of time. So don't tell me you got to get to work and get back and all this other. You don't. You got plenty of time. Now's the time to learn about all these rights that they've sneakily taken away from you because you've made it so easy for them to do so. So, this goes back to the very first kind of arguments they were having. And James Madison spoke up. He was concerned with the general welfare clause. He was concerned it would go a lot further than it was meant to do. And I did not know this, but in the early days of this country, back in 1792, Massachusetts had, the fishing industry is what drove this country. And so Massachusetts was in trouble because there was some kind of sickness that ran through the cod world. And so it was kind of like the first time that they were thinking about subsidizing an industry, a business, something that wasn't the government. And they put a bill out to help these guys out, to bail them out in 1792. Madison objected to certain provisions, but he's more concerned about the constitutional, justification that some were using to support the legislation. So it wasn't like, he was just upset with the bill. He was upset with the way they were justifying it and saying it was okay for them to pay for it. Now they claimed, people on the floor, that the bill was authorized under the General Welfare Clause in a speech on the House floor. Madison said that while there was arguably justification for it under the Commerce Clause, it was not something that was supported by the General Welfare Clause. Which is really funny. They're going to argue with the man who helped draft the Constitution. His speech is really a stinging refutation of all who claim that the clause empowers the federal government to spend money for anything, everywhere, anytime that they deem necessary, as long as they call it that for the general welfare of the country. It's not what he had in mind at all. Now, you really want to get a little freaked out? He went on, and I can't do the whole speech, but he went on in his speech to say, "There are consequences, sir, still more extensive, which is they follow clearly from the doctrine combated, must either be admitted or the doctrine must be given up. If Congress can apply money indefinitely to the indefinitely, forever and ever, to the general welfare, and are the sole and supreme judges of the general welfare," in other words, if they decide what's right for people, what the general welfare is, what is good and just for them, and they're the sole supreme judges of such, well, they may take the care of religion into their hands. So he was worried that they would take over religion. They would decide that the general welfare service would be a Jew, a Gentile, or whatever, right? And he goes on to say, some of these things should make you shudder. They may establish teachers in every state, county, and parish, and pay them out of the public treasury. Why would you want to pay teachers out of the public treasury? They may take into their own hands the education of children, establishing in a like manner schools throughout the Union. They may assume the provision of the poor. They may undertake the regulation of all roads other than post roads. Right? Now, I don't know if some of you know this, but the post office is a constitutional agency, entity, whatever you want to call it. Right? And they had the right, the ability to write whatever, to build roads. They were called post roads. So they could deliver the mail. That's why when you read this, you have to understand what's going on. They may assume the provision for the poor. What do you mean by that? So if there's poor folks, they may assume that they can take money and give it to the poor folks. They might undertake a regulation of all roads. The highway system? Right? In other words, Madison said this is not what this accounts for. Right? But when he said other than post roads, that's when you have to stop and go, okay, well, what does he mean by that? In short, everything from the highest object of state legislation down to the most minute object of police would be thrown under the power of Congress. That's what they wanted. They wanted less power for the federal government. For every object I mentioned would admit the application of money, it might be called, if Congress pleased, provisions for the general welfare. And they argued this for a lot longer than this. But what I get out of this from Madison, a guy that was a framer of the Constitution, a writer of the Constitution, if you would, one of them, that the general welfare had nothing to do with hiring teachers or police or anything else along those lines. It wasn't what it was for. And it definitely wasn't to go ahead and bail out industries. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't have done it or it's a bad thing or whatever. I mean, I don't know. I'm not smart enough to figure it out on my own. But don't think it was a gimme, and don't think our founding fathers wanted it, because it's not true. Really not true. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time to spend with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and be a part of the conversation. I did make a minor problem earlier. The article that I'm reading you really was written by Rick Trader. This was simply reposted by somebody. We do it on our website on a regular basis. But the article drives home, though. We'll post it up. But the article drives home. Is this the first swipe at really taking away your rights? It's to see how quickly you would give them up. You know, I mean, we didn't fight back. We were too afraid of dying from a disease, a virus, or whatever that's being called. If the government could lean on you to shut down your business, I mean, look, they didn't even talk about shutting down churches. And not for a couple of days or a couple of weeks, forever. De Blasio, the communist atheist. We'll finish this up and inside the break. Joe Messina, your host, just to the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
At the White House coronavirus daily briefing, President Trump updating Americans on the status of the British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, who remains in the hospital in London fighting coronavirus.
Americans are also encouraged to learn that Boris Johnson, Prime Minister, has been moved out of intensive care. That's a tremendous statement. And we continue to pray for him and his fast recovery. That's a very, very positive development.
And as for the coronavirus pandemic numbers, right now 450,000 Americans have been infected, 16,000 have died, and 6.6 million Americans have filed for unemployment. And taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 285 points, the NASDAQ up 62, and the S&P 500 gaining 39 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. Listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Grilled Show, 855-732-5563. Look at 855 Real Joe, if you can't remember. It's really that simple. You know, I need to start doing a little more of these constitutional moments on the show. Because I think we don't understand that there's a lot more behind the Constitution, a lot more behind these laws. You know, the law of the land is the Constitution. I'm surprised at how many people don't really know that. It's not the law that your legislature passes. It's not the law that the federal legislature passes. The law of the land is the Constitution. That simple. And the problem with the Supreme Court is that they've decided that the Constitution is a living, breathing document. And it's not. It was never intended to be that. Go read the journals of our founding fathers. Go read the arguments that were made there in the House of Representatives. You might have a different viewpoint. In a time like now, where the government has way too much power, I mean, truly, again, Rick Schrader, one of the founders and hosts of Conservative Commandos Radio. You know, he hits this right on the head. He hits the nail right on the head with this. Is we allowed them to shut down gas stations, right? We allowed them to dictate when we go shopping and when we can't. Because really, some of the stores are only open to seniors in the morning and then everybody else later in the afternoon. They've shut down businesses and they've decided which ones are necessary, which ones aren't. They tell you have to shelter in place, be in your home. Well, it can do anything it wants because it has too much power. It can do anything it wants to do because we don't check its power. We don't show them we're willing to take them out. We don't work at that. It's not a big deal for us. Do you really want the government to have more rights? Do you want them to have more power over you than they already have? I know some of you do. Some of you Bernieites do. Coronavirus is giving the government the ability to pick. Well, they can decide. They can pick winners or losers. Governor Phil Murphy out of New Jersey, a Democrat. He's closed all the gun shops. He stopped all gun background checks. But he allows medical marijuana shops and liquor stores to stay open. I was talking about this the other night. It's okay to be drunk and beat your wife, but you can't shoot her. Right? I mean, seriously. We're watching, we're listening, we're hearing domestic violence is on the rise. Child abuse is on the rise. Hey, what'll fix that? Well, more alcohol, more marijuana. The same governor who banned the use of plastic bags, right? And it was really funny. Here in California, we were the leaders. That was our legislation. Ban the use of plastic. So they banned the use of plastic bags. Now you have to go to this reusable. They're cloth bags. And now they're saying it's easier to spread the virus with the cloth bags than the plastic bags. So they've lifted the ban on plastic bags. Just amazing. It's going to be a real comedy to watch all these shoppers leaving grocery stores, trying to carry out their groceries as well. You know, again, when you see them pouring these groceries in the cart, and they get to the car, they start pouring them in the trunk of the car. It's just crazy. And then you can leave a... So abortion clinics are necessary and churches aren't. Killing kids is necessary, but opening up churches to teach people more about love and understanding is not. To help them find faith and strength is not. Right? I mean, just amazing. Now, I'm paraphrasing a lot of what Rick wrote, but you're getting the gist here, right? Now, Governor Murphy, along with his wife Tammy, insists that abortion clinics remain open. Closing are indiscriminate. These closings are indiscriminate. The governor gets to decide what he believes to be good and real and which ones aren't. With people who believe in abortions and people who don't believe in abortions probably voted for this guy. Mayor Deborah Frank Feenan, she's a Democrat in Champaign, Illinois. She signed an executive order to give herself the power to ban the sale of guns. Did you hear that? I will make myself king and dictator. Right? Now she's banned the sale of guns, ammo, and alcohol after declaring a citywide emergency to address the coronavirus. In addition, she now has the power to cut off access to natural gas, water, electricity. She can take possession of private property. She can order the temporary closing of businesses. We're seeing that happen here in California already in the city of Los Angeles. He has ordered the shutoff of water, gas, and other things, electricity, to stores that are non-essential. So you know what that means, right? Alarms don't work. I mean, just amazing. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, also a Democrat, she said she's considering shutting down public areas and made it clear that anyone breaking this new measure will be fined or possibly arrested. As soon as they lighten the jail of rapists and murderers, you'll be the next one in. Oh, not forget the armed robbers either. I guess it'll be a violation even to go out to exercise. Has anyone told her that sunshine and fresh air kills the virus? Is she even paying attention? Some liberal politicians have had very novel ideas about how to handle the coronavirus. Oh, my favorite, one of them, one of the four. Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, a Democrat out of Massachusetts, she said, you know, I think that would be a time to commute some of those sentences to exact clemency and to take care of our most vulnerable. 10% of those incarcerated are over the age of 60, and they already have underlying conditions. We should use compassion in their release. Right. Same compassion they were using when they were raping, killing women. That compassion. Same compassion when they were killing people. Same compassion along those lines. No problem. Then there are the liberal politicians who can only complain about Republicans who are doing what Democrats are also doing, frankly. Congresswoman AOC out of New York, she attacked Republicans over the stimulus bill. Right? I don't know. Everybody voted for it. Everybody. So what was the problem? What was she upset about? She probably believes that her rant caused them to vote for it. Well, she is full of herself. We already know that. Full of a lot of stuff, but she's full of herself, too. Power grab actually did not start with the outbreak of the coronavirus. It was not long after the former mayor of New York City, Michael Bloomberg, he banned the sale of sugary drinks over 12 ounces. Remember that? I joke all the time. So I have to use two fists because he banned the 32-ouncers, and they were there. So you could buy two 16s. If you wanted more than that, you just buy a whole 64-ounce bottle. How does that help? This is, I guess, again, the nanny attitude. I got to tell you what's right for you. I got to tell you what you can buy, what you can't buy, what you can eat, what you can't eat, when you can go out, when you have to stay in. How did government get this powerful? It's our fault. I've been saying this for years. It's our fault. We look the other way. We want to live in peace. We don't want to be bothered. We don't want to bother other people. But you don't seem to understand something. They don't think like that. They're more than happy to bother you. They're more than happy to tell you how to live. Government has a right to do the things that we, the people, have allowed. It did not start overnight or with the outbreak of the coronavirus. It's actually been steadily eroding. They've been chipping away at our rights and freedoms for many, many, many years. Right? You know the old saying about boiling a frog? Put them in a vat of cold water and turn up the heat. Right? As it starts to warm up, he doesn't know any different. It's a small, gradual climb. Now, our economy has been one of the biggest victims of the coronavirus. Got thousands and thousands of, tens of thousands of businesses have been forced to close due to the government. Millions of people have been thrown out. That's why I said, I don't have a big problem with the government kind of handling or helping these people who are out of work, because they did it to them. The sad part, it's all our money. And now mayors and governors around the country are mandating that we are not allowed to leave our homes. I'm not saying that the coronavirus outbreak is not serious, but every year we go through a flu and a virus season. Now, the Center for Disease Control estimates that 43 million people, they got sick during the 2018-19 flu season. Right? 650,000 were hospitalized and 61,000 died. Why did we shut the country down for that? Trouble with your host. This is Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. And I ain't undercover. I'm right here. Show me your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just really being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. We're talking a little bit about whether this is an initial swipe at or a pre-run at socialism, see how we would handle. Amazing how quickly we backed down, backed up, get out of the way, whatever you want to call it. And it makes me crazy that we were able to give it up so fast. Hey, if you head up to the website, realside.com, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, you can get involved in the conversation, give me your email address. I send out an email a week through a blast, let you know who's going to be on, topics we're going to discuss, or yes, what we're selling. But you can ignore that. Shouldn't. You should buy from locals. You should buy some people who are supporting shows that you appreciate and like. Or you can simply make a donation. You know, I used to do that when the kids would show up my front door for magazines. I wouldn't do it. I just say, look, I don't want any more magazines around the house. Here's $20. Go leave me alone. That's because that's about what they get out of it anyhow. So it's kind of the same thing here. I mean, get involved, get engaged, get information, be able to push back properly. Anyway, You know, the 42 million or 43 million people got sick during the 2018-19 flu season. 650,000 people were hospitalized, and almost 21,000 of those died. But did you hear that anywhere? Maybe you needed to originate in Texas or something to come out here, or China, and then come out to Texas or something. Right? And let me see what else the CDC. That's fairly on par with a typical season and well below the CDC's 2017-18 estimates of 48 million illnesses. Right? 959,000 hospitalizations, 79,000 deaths. But even though tens of thousands died last year due to the flu, not a single school or business was closed. So you had this flu running around like crazy, we didn't close any schools. Why is that? Is it mere coincidence that this is a presidential election year? We know the media hates Trump, and it hasn't been any, not one positive thing for the media about Trump in his handling of this. Now, there's been other honest people that have been talking about it, stars and such. But this is all, it appears, if I was going to write the movie, it appears it's an attempt to destroy the economy. And destroy Trump, because usually presidents don't get back in if there's a recession under their watch. I don't think that would happen this time. I think people are so upset and irritated that Trump would still win by big numbers just because they're so people are so irritated at the Dem Party. When I say people, you can look that up yourself all over that big interweb thing, you know? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, be part of the conversation, part of the solution, as I like to say. With all the negativity going around, anybody know how many people survived or recovered? I shouldn't say survived. Recovered from the virus. Anybody? Yeah, 100. At this point, more. About 165,000, 175,000 people. So why can't we talk about the positives, too? I mean, the good question to ask, isn't it? So as we keep growing in this, as we keep testing more and more people, what happens if you don't get tested, you have it, you're asymptomatic, and you come out of it? Is there something, am I missing something here? I'm just asking because I really don't have the answers to these things. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And that new study you heard has come out again, or it's been updated, that the death rate is actually better than they thought. No way to understand. You know, somebody said, well, we'll never know until we eradicate it. This is not the plague. I mean, this is not that kind of disease. Eradicate what? Can you eradicate the flu? Have you? I know you've tried. It's really scary as to what some of these people think we can and can't do, what we have the ability or non-ability to do, what we have the right and no right to do. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, we're going to be stuck at home for a little while longer. Even if they lift this whole thing at the end of April, beginning of May. It's going to take a while for things to start rolling forward raw again. So I really find it amazing that we think, or some people think, the faster he gets this lifted down, the Democrats aren't going to let it go either. They're going to pound all over this. You know that already. You just look at, you can go to Fox News and other news sources too, and you look at what they're already fighting him on or for. You know, Nancy Pelosi's pushing to make sure that illegal immigrants get money in all of this. If they have a business, they deserve money. I want to know, are they paying taxes? Were they filing taxes? How about we at least do that? You have to file taxes with your real Social Security number, real business number, before you see Nickel One. What do you think about that? And now we're having fights from the scientists to whether or not the coronavirus can come back or not. Well, if your body has antibodies for it and can fight it, how can it come back? Does it ever really go away? That would be another question to ask, don't you think? And there's several tracks of, you know, of virus vaccines going around. You say that three times fast. Right? Now, Fox News' Jedediah Bila, she said she's recovering from the coronavirus. And she's very much on the mend. You know, again, I'm not saying that everybody's saying this just to make a name for themselves. But she's been on maternity leave. Who'd she get it from? Has her kid, her husband, been tested? This is scary in and of itself, isn't it? And the British Prime Minister, you know, a lot of them were hoping he was on his way out. They'd have another shot at Brexit, or another, I should say, another swipe at Brexit, if you would. He's in good spirits. He's out of ICU. That's a big deal, bigger deal than you can imagine. The Prime Minister has been moved this evening from intensive care, the BBC is reporting. They took him back to his ward where he'll receive close monitoring during the early phases of his recovery. He's in extraordinarily good spirits. Johnson told the public on March 27th that he has tested positive for the virus. He had mild symptoms, but he kept on working. He was in self-isolation. Appearing at the doors of 10 Downing Street to applaud the National Health Service. On Friday, he said that he was extending his isolation and was still suffering symptoms of the virus. Although, I'm feeling better. I've done my 7 days of isolation. And I still have one of the symptoms, a minor symptom, mind you. But he admitted to the hospital. He was admitted to the hospital on Sunday because of the worsening coronavirus symptoms. And on Monday, he moved into intensive care. Now, again, he's receiving oxygen. He's receiving the help that he needs. He's receiving the care that he needs. Johnson moves to raise questions about concerns about the British government. Who would run it, especially considering that the line of succession is not explicitly set out in the unwritten British Constitution? Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab had been deputized where necessary. He was conducting daily cabinet meetings as well as daily governmental briefings to public in Johnson's place. Now, the Daily Telegraph reported Downing Street saw a possible constitutional dilemma and started drawing up designated successor plans. I wonder who. I don't understand how it works. I mean, no, I really don't. I mean, does the Queen ratify it? Does their Parliament ratify it? I don't really know. Anyway, send me an email, Joe at therealside.org. Joe@therealside.com. You know, I love how the left has to ruin everything, don't they? They have to spoil everything for me. I mean, somebody was talking about Ronald Reagan the day the left jumped all over what a bad president he was. And they really didn't give any solid, no real solid proof of it. And now they're saying that, you know, John Wayne, he had awful views. And they've resurfaced. And a lot of people say it sheds light on what he really was like. What's really funny is if you listen to people now, see, everything gets wiped out because of the social justice morons. And I mean that with all the love I can give it, which is none. But these social justice peoples, I really don't have any sympathy for them. Because, like I said, they want to ruin everything. They want to go after the music. They want to go after the stars. Unless they're their stars that are doing pelvic thrusts and all kinds of other fun stuff. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you've spent with us on the air, in the chat room, sending me messages and texts and all that other stuff. We're here all week. Hopefully you will, too. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.